Hello, I'm Hannah Ertz, and I'm your host for today, and I'm going to be joined by
Rayleigh Temple.
And today we're going to talk about the subject of what's the true reason for homophobia. And I wanted to talk about this because I've seen many reasons that people give over the years, so I just wanted to go over a few of them and talk about why I don't think they're valid, and yeah, so let's get right into it. First, I wanted to touch on what most people go by for homosexuality. So, homosexuality normally falls in the LGBTQ plus community, and the five letters stand for lesbian, gay, bisexual,
trans, and queer.
And, of course, there's many other branches that people go by. Some are combinations of those five, some are nothing like those. It just depends. And I think the variety may be part of the reason of why people discriminate against them, because they don't know truly what it is. And because they don't know what it is, they don't like it. And I think a lot of people use the excuse that they were never taught differently. And their whole life, they learn that this was bad, and they take it out against others. But I don't think that should be a valid point, because you make your own decisions. It's not anybody else's choice what you believe.
Exactly. You can be taught a certain way growing up, and then you're told it's wrong. You make that decision about whether you continue with what you were taught or you make your own path.
Exactly. And I think that also leads into some of the religion aspect that people use. Is because just because you believe something doesn't mean that someone else should have to live by that.
And exactly.
Yeah. So I feel like when you press your religion on somebody else saying that they're wrong because of what you believe, it's not being fair to them. They're not pressing their beliefs on you. They're just asking that you be accepting of them. And I don't think that's too much to ask at all.
Exactly. It's not like I'm asking you to show up to Pride every June and
exactly.
March with me. I just ask you to accept me and love me as the person I am.
Exactly. And I think that's where a lot of people get it wrong, is they're not asking you to do the same as them or think the same way as them. They just ask that you don't discriminate against them and you just be loving and accepting. I think that she goes for anything, not just with homosexuality.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I wanted to end this podcast off on a really happy note for all of my LGBT community supporters, all of you. It's recently come out that there's been some studies done that can link the X chromosome that is gained from your mother, that it may be genetic, that homosexuality is in your genetics. They did a study and they took 40 pairs of homosexual brothers. I think most of them were twins, and 33 of them came back with that marker. So if this testing gets out and it's proven true, then all of the laws against homosexuality and LGBTQ plus can't happen, because it's just like, you can't be discriminated against because of your skin color, because you can't control that. And if this comes out, then you can't control it because it's in your genetics. And I think that's pretty nice.
That would be a great thing for members of the LGBTQ community to be able to feel safe.
Exactly. And it's just like with race today, there's always going to be people who don't think it's right, but if the majority of the community can come together and accept it, then that's all we can really ask for. It's sad, but I mean, it's better than what we've had. So yeah, I thought I'd leave it on a happy note.
Yes.
So do you have anything else to touch on?
Love thy neighbor.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you soon, I guess. Bye.
Bye.